fellow travellers. I'm Anne, daughter of John Paston I and Margaret Mortby Paston. I am the fifth of seven children, and unfortunate for me, one that you may not have heard of. However, I am proud to be a member of the Paston family. Many of the 15th to 17th century members may be known to you, as I believe our Paston clan is considered one of the most dynamic families in East Anglian history. Oh, there are so many stories to tell. But it is Margaret Paston whose story we're focusing on today. Follow me as I bring medieval Mortby to life, focusing on the words and life of my mother, Margaret Mortby Paston. And I can't resist sharing some gossip and other troubles which occurred within the family during my lifetime, including all the to-do surrounding my father's inheritance of Caister Castle. As my mother Margaret would say,
"While the world is as it is, you can never live in peace."
Perhaps that is why religion plays such a large role in our lives in the 15th century. If you get a chance to check out my brother's great book, now a manuscript in the British Library, Lounsdown 285, you'll see the range of devotional poems and plays we read. If we can't be sure of peace on earth, we passionately believe that a greater life is in store for us in heaven. This church, the Church of St. Peter and St. Paul, was important to my mother's family, and it holds the bones of many of my ancestors. But the church isn't just a place for the dead, it's a vibrant sanctuary for the living, and a place of hope for those who are ill or in trouble. Ah, if I close my eyes, I hear again the sounds of the church. In the 15th century, the church is the centre of life in Mortby. We come together here weekly to praise our blessings in life, to pray for a better harvest, or for our dearly departed relative souls. The church provides a strong sense of community and belonging. The sermons, though, are in Latin, so most of us love to have things to look at if we lose track of what is being said. That's why there are monuments and stained glass windows, embroideries and church wall paintings in the medieval Norfolk churches. When you go into the church, imagine such a visual feast. Inside, there's one key example to look out for: a tomb with a dog at the foot of a knight, which is a Knight Templar's grave. And it is quite possibly that of my ancestor, Sir Walter de Mortby, buried in 1248. The dog at his feet is a symbol of loyalty, a friend who leads him to the other world. I will wait here for you to explore the church. Press pause, and then rejoin me at the plaque for Margaret Paston, which you will find in the churchyard.